This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The centre has constituted a high-level committee to address the challenges of demographic change caused by infiltration and other reasons. The committee will be chaired by former Supreme Court Judge Justice Prakash Prabhakar Navlekar. Census Commissioner, along with former IAS Officer Durga Shankar Mishra, former IPS Officer Balaji Srivastav, and economist Dr. Shamika Ravi have been appointed as members of the committee. The Joint Secretary, Foreigners 1 and Home Ministry, will serve as the Member Secretary in the committee. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that infiltration and other reasons are causing unnatural demographic change, which poses a very significant challenge to the present and future of any nation. He said demographic change is a serious issue linked not only to the sovereignty but also to national security, law and order, profound changes in social structure and the preservation of tribal society. The Supreme Court will today pronounce judgment on a batch of petitions challenging the legality of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral rolls done by the Election Commission of India. The controversy primarily centres around the ECI's requirement that voters whose names were absent from the 2002 electoral rolls or the 2003 rolls in certain states must establish ancestral linkage to a person whose name appeared in those electoral rolls. The petitioner's side had argued before the Apex Court that the condition could potentially disenfranchise genuine voters, particularly marginalized and migrant populations who may not possess documentary proof tracing their ancestry to earlier electoral records. Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has clarified that there has been no security breach in its actual on-screen marking system used for evaluation of answer books. The board said that the URL http://cbse.onmarks.co.in is the testing site only with sample data for internal testing and review purposes. CBSE emphasized that no security breaches have come to light on the portal deployed for the actual evaluation work. The board stated that on-screen marking system has been implemented to enhance transparency in assessments with strong grievance redressal mechanisms. The board also reassured the concerned that robust safeguards are in place to ensure the integrity and security of the evaluation platform. In Punjab's municipal general elections held yesterday, nearly 64% voting was recorded. The polls were held to elect representatives in 102 civic bodies, including 8 municipal corporations, 75 municipal councils, and 19 Nagar Panchayats. The counting of votes is scheduled to take place on 29th May 2026. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has expressed confidence that the next chapter of the India-Canada economic partnership will be driven by trust, leading to the shared prosperity of the two nations. Addressing the opening ministerial plenary session from political reset to commercial delivery in Toronto, Canada last night, Mr. Goyal emphasized that trust between the nations is unlocking new trade and investment opportunities as both sides push for comprehensive economic partnership agreement.
Our effort at the government level is to make it easier to work with each other. Free trade agreement, of course, will help with reducing barriers to trade, tariff and non-tariff. It will open up a plethora of investment opportunities, but more significantly will be the messaging that will go out with the free trade agreement or the comprehensive economic partnership. We will achieve a very good, fair, equitable and balanced agreement, which will define the roadmap as the two economies power on.
India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert predicting heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha today. Royal Challengers Bengaluru stormed in the final of the IPL 2026, beating Gujarat Titans by 92 runs in the qualifier one match at Dharamshala last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.